We are Sheffield Community Church, where we represent God to the lost and found. This is the podcast of our Sunday service. We hope this message blesses you and leads you to a better life.
Every day to get into the Word of God, as we reach out to you from your homes, wherever you are, it's a joy to have you join us today. This morning, I'm speaking from the book of Joshua chapter 6, which is where we left off last week when we're talking about the taking of Jericho. And so my topic today is the power of open gates, the power to open gates. And I'm reading from Revelation 3:8, which is our theme scripture for this season. The Bible says, "I know your works. Behold, I've set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name." Let's pray. Father, we thank you today as we gather. We thank you for moments like these where we can come together and hear the word of God. We pray, Spirit of God, that you may illuminate your word and that you may touch lives, speak into different situations of all those that are hearing this message today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Last week, we met the case for why Jericho warranted the intervention of the commander of the Lord's army. We noted that a lot was at stake as pertaining to the promises of God for the children of Israel. The taking of Jericho was a kairos moment for the manifestation of God's promises, which have been on standstill since the time he spoke to the patriarchs, such as Abraham, centuries before this day. As we apply this message to our lives today, we need to understand that our destinies are at stake and that God is having his eyes on those destinies, that these destinies that we are called to are precious to the eyes of the Lord. God wants us to become everything he wants us to be. And so he's staking a lot into his destiny for your life. And this is what this message is about today, looking at how God fought for the children of Israel to ensure that their destiny was fulfilled in the promised land. Up to this point, everything has been more or less about preparation. Now the real task before them came up, and they needed to dispossess the Canaanites from that land, the promised land for God's people. The day had come where Israel had to take Jericho from the Canaanites. If they could defeat Jericho, if they could take Jericho, then any city was available for them to, for the taking in the land of Canaan. And then we look at the strategy of the Lord. What was God's strategy for taking Jericho? Well, what we know is that there was a plan, there was a strategy, there is a way to open gates in your life. We are talking no ordinary gates here. God has a plan for taking down spiritual gates in your life. In the Christian warfare is not against flesh and blood, as we know, but against enemies in the spirit realm. And the weapons we use are spiritual. So whenever we talk about the story of Jericho, we're really talking about the story of a spiritual conflict and how God brought victory to his children. And this is what we face even in our lives today. This is applicable in our lives, that no matter what gate is closed in your life, God can break it open even today. There is power to open these gates of Jericho in our lives. There is a way to command them to open in Jesus' name. So I'm going to read a few scriptures from Joshua chapter 6 as we start. Joshua chapter 6, and I'm reading from verse 3 through to verse 5. The Bible reads, "You shall march around the city, all the men of war going around the city once. Thus shall you do for 6 days. 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. On the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times. And the priest shall blow the trumpets. And when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, then all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the whole of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, everyone straight before him. What is God's strategy for gates to open in my life? What is God's strategy for gates to open in your life? Does God have a strategy? Does God have a way of taking over Jericho? Does God have a way of ensuring that you break through those gates that are an obstacle to becoming everything God wants you to be? Yes, God does have a strategy. And as we will learn today from this story of the taking of Jericho, we can learn how to apply this into our lives. The first thing we notice here is that it takes faith in God's promises for gates to open. In verse 2 of Joshua chapter 6, which we read last week, but I'm going to read it again this morning. The Bible says, "Then the Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I've delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men.'" And verse 5 says, "And the whole of the city will fall down flat." From God's perspective, the battle of Jericho was already taken. It had already been taken even before the battle started. We read from this scripture that when God is speaking to Joshua, it's a past tense. He says, "I have given you Jericho." And that's a past tense, meaning that God had already gone into Jericho and taken the city in the spirit realm. All that was left for Joshua to do was to walk in that promise and take the city. Victory had already been won. It's like watching a match that has already happened. If you're in the Premier League, you will know that sometimes we have what is called, is it football of the day? Day of the match. Match of the day, I've been told. In match of the day, in the evening, it's usually watched around 10 p.m. or so. It's a replay of what has been happening throughout the day. And no matter how close a team gets to scoring, it doesn't make a difference because the results have already been determined. And so when we think about taking Jericho City, when God says to Joshua, "Behold, I have given you Jericho and his king and his fighting men," whatever happened, the outcome was already predetermined. God had given them the city of Jericho. And some of us today, God is speaking to us. You see, what God did there was to open the gates of the city through words that he spoke to Joshua about. He gave him words, and it is those words that opened the city. In the currency of heaven, when we talk about issues of faith, faith is about words that we speak. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And so Joshua receives a promise from God, and that promise had an assurance of victory in it, because God deals with words. So when God says, "And the whole of the city will fall down flat," it's a promise from God. It's an assurance from God that victory is certain when you believe his promises. David says of God in Psalm 138, verse 2, David says, "For you have magnified your word above all your name." A word is only as good as the man behind that word. A man's name is esteemed when his word is good. So with God, because of his name, whatever comes out of the mouth of God, it's as good as a done deal. Whatever God says about your life, if it comes out of his mouth, it cannot go back to him the same way. So when we say God has given you a promise, that promise means that in heaven, it's already accomplished. This promise that Joshua got was from the mouth of the commander of the Lord's army. And Joshua does not hesitate to do what the Lord has told him because he believed the words of God. He believed that whatever God says will come to pass because it's by faith that Jericho was taken. Hallelujah. So often our delays to obey God are because we really don't believe him. When we delay to obey God, we've got some question marks about what God is saying to us. We got issues with God. We need to believe God's promises so that we have power to break through the gates and destroy the holes in our lives. My friends, as we face the closed gates in our lives, we need to take God at his word. We need to trust God and believe that victory is certain in what God has said. Gates will open when you know the promises of God. Gates will open when you spend time meditating on God's word. Is it not God who said to Joshua, be courageous, be strong and courageous. Meditate on this word and then you'll be successful wherever you go. God was pointing him back to the word of God saying, Joshua, if you're going to be successful in the land I'm giving you, then you have to believe the words I'm giving you. You have to believe the promises of God. Believe the promises of God because the word of God generates faith in our hearts. And then when faith is generated in our hearts, we have power to act on those promises by faith. By faith. My friends, we will need a promise from God if your gates are going to break open. You need promises from God. There is a promise of deliverance awaiting each and every one of us today. And God's word says, I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Maybe you're online listening to me today. I have a word for you. It's from Psalm 34, verse 4. The Lord says, I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Your gates might be filling your heart with fear this morning. Your gates might be filling your heart with intimidation this morning. But I've got a promise for you from the word of God. And God says, I sought the Lord and he answered me and he delivered me from all my fears. This is David writing. He says, and God delivered me from all my fears. There's a second thing I want you to notice about God's strategy. God's strategy requires obedience. Obedience to God opens gates in your life. Obedience to God opens gates in your life. I'm reading from Joshua chapter 6, from verse 6 to 7. The Bible says, so Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said to them, take up the Ark of the Covenant and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord. And verse 7, and he said to the people, go forward, march around the city, and let the armed men pass on before the Ark of the Lord. Joshua and Israel followed the divine plan to the letter. Why? It was the Lord's strategy. That's why they followed it. When it comes to battles that involves God, gates open through obedience and not sacrifice. You can sacrifice all you like, but if you don't do what God has told you to do, you will not prosper. God is after your obedience this morning. It is obedience to his instructions that will open gates in your life. It's not how smart you are. It's not how long and how heavy your CV is as you apply for that job. It's nothing to do with that. It's got to do with obedience. Obedience. Imagine going around a city for 6 days, marching around, carrying this little golden box, blowing trumpets with this makeshift army, ill-equipped, doing this day in, day out. And you know, this looks foolish to people on the inside of the halls. This looks foolish to people that see you praying and chanting things in the spirit realm. It looks foolishness to fast. It looks foolishness to forgo a meal, a lovely meal, and say, oh no, I can't eat because I'm dealing with something with God. It looks foolish to people. And this is one of the worst military strategies to execute in a warfare like the one that the Israelites faced with the Canaanites in Jericho. The only difference is who is behind the strategy. Who is the source of the strategy? Who has spoken to you about what you are doing right now in your life? If it is the commander of the Lord's army, then you have nothing to fear. If it is the commander of the Lord's army, then you can be assured that your gates will open. Gates cannot resist a man or a woman who is aligned to the will of God. No gate can resist a man or woman who is in obedience to God's promises. So what is it that God has said to you? If God has said something to you, it doesn't matter what the devil is saying. It doesn't matter what your boss is saying. It doesn't matter whoever is saying whatever. If God has given you a promise, then you've got to hold on to the promise of God. Because it's obedience that will open gates in your life. Obedience to God's promise. Obedience to God's word. There is value in obeying God. God was teaching the children of Israel about the value of obeying his word. In Jericho, when you come to Jericho, wherever you are, when you come to Jericho, I want you to understand that God is not calling you to be creative before him. God is not calling you to be too clever before him. When you are in Jericho, it is required of you to be yielded to God. It is required of you to be submitted to God. And only then will you see gates open for you. It is not what you have to offer God in Jericho. It's not what you have to offer God in terms of your human wisdom, in terms of your creativity, because it has no currency in heaven. Joshua did not take the city by being clever. He did not take it by some human military tactic. Paul writing says, but God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. My friends, it has nothing to do with being creative or being strong. The Holy Spirit is the one that is creative. The Holy Spirit is the one that will give you a strategy. The Holy Spirit, if you like, is the one that will do the work for you. All you need is to align with the will of God. Align with the strategy of God, and doors will open. Tell your neighbor, God always knows what he will do. I can't hear you, church. God knows what he will do. Amen. There was a Jesus in John 6. Jesus sees more than 500 hungry people before him. They had attended a crusade, and there were 5,000 men, the Bible says. And then he asks Philip, he says, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? Now, John adds this, he says, he said this to test him, for he already knew what he would do. He already knew what he would do. There is no situation for God that is too great for him to handle. There is no situation, there is no problem that God cannot solve. So whatever doors may be closed today in your life, I want you to know that God knows what he will do. Whatever it is that you are facing today concerning your situation, you are not alone. Whatever gates are in your path, whatever gates are stopping you from achieving your destiny before God, when you don't know what to do, I've come to encourage you this morning and say to you, God always knows what to do. God knows what he will do concerning your situation. There is a way of giving you victory in your situation. There is a way of giving you victory in the midst of fear, in the midst of confusion, in the midst of anxiety, God always knows what he will do. God knows what is best for you because God always knows what he will do. He knew what he was going to do in Jericho, and he still knows what he will do concerning your situation as you hear me speak today. You might be having a situation with health this morning, a sickness that can't be shaken out of your body. I want to tell you today that God knows what he will do concerning your situation. There is an answer in God. There is a way in God. He is the door. He says, I am the door. He will make a way for you. He's the one who knows how to open gates in your life. He is the one who knows how to open gates in your family. You might be listening today online. I want to assure you that God knows how to open gates in your workplaces. He knows how to open gates in your church. Only him knows. The holes and the gates that the enemy has built around your life will collapse when you obey God wholeheartedly. Our obedience, as we step out in faith, as we move in faith, will release God's power to break those gates. Will release God's power for those holes around you to collapse. This is the strategy of God. There is power in obedience. Show me a man who's in obedience, and I'll show you gates that will open. Gate after gate after gate will collapse when a man of obedience steps out by faith. No devil can stop a man of obedience. No devil can hinder or be an obstacle to a woman who's in alignment with God's purposes. And that day, Joshua was in alignment with God's strategy. And we saw results in that story. Here's the last thing we learn about God's strategy for taking cities, for breaking down gates and holes. It takes courage and endurance to open the gates in your life. It takes courage and endurance to open the gates in your life. I'm reading from Joshua chapter 6, from verse 12. The Bible reads, then Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord, and the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord walked on, and they blew the trumpets continually. And the armed men were walking before them, and the rear guard was walking after the ark of the Lord, while the trumpets blew continually. Verse 14. And the second day they marched around the city once and returned into the camp. So they did for 6 days. So Israel followed the battle plan despite the danger. And what exactly was the plan? Well, the strategy was a little bit different. We've never seen such a strategy ever. In fact, Jericho is an amazing city because they say that that whole area, even today, is the most excavated place in it, the whole of Israel. Because people are still fascinated, still so engrossed with how did those walls fall. Well, we need to look at the strategy if we're going to get to the bottom of this. The only thing is that this won't impress military commanders of any army because the strategy is so simple. Here's how it went. Armed men were to march around Jericho once a day for 6 days. And there were seven priests that were supposed to take trumpets made of ram's skin. And they were to blow them as they marched around the city once a day for 6 days. Some of the priests were to carry the Ark of the Covenant representing the presence of God. So they were to walk around carrying this ark behind the armed man. Right in front, there were to be the priests that were blowing the seven horns. And on the rear, there was a rear guard bringing up the procession to completion. And they were to do this for 6 days. But on the seventh day, they had to do something different. This is all that the strategy was about. No noise was permitted. Only the sound of the trumpets was to be heard. But on the seventh day, the procession will walk around the city 7 times. And the priest will give a long blast on the trumpets. And then the marchers will shout with a big shout. And then the Lord said to them, then the holes will collapse, flat. And then the army would walk straight up before them. This is what the strategy was all about. As you can tell, the strategy was so simple and seemingly foolish to the onlookers. That was the plan. But that shouldn't surprise you today, because the Bible already says in Isaiah 55, verse 8 to 9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. As high as the heavens is from the earth, so are my thoughts from your thoughts. So are my thoughts higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. So God's wisdom is far above ours, and he delights in using people that seem foolish to the world. And so God chooses a stammerer like Moses to be the deliverer of the children of Israel from Egypt. And as if God was making a mockery of the whole thing, he uses a simple rod to part the Red Sea. God uses trumpets to blow away the holes of Jericho that the priests were blowing. God uses a simple guy like Gideon from the smallest clan, the smallest family. A little guy, terrified, afraid, he uses Gideon to bring victory to Israel from the Midianites. He uses pitchers and torches as he takes the army of the Midianites. And here we find God using a very, very ill-equipped army to take over Jericho. God delights in using weaknesses that seem foolishness to defeat his enemies so that his name may be glorified. Amen. Remember, the priests were to carry the ark as they marched around the city of Jericho. Something very important about the ark, because what they were doing was, God's strategy was very simple. It's simple to say that whatever you are doing, you've got to bring God's presence into the center of your situation. Bring God's presence into the center of your battle, because the Ark of the Covenant represents the very presence, the Shekinah glory of God. And whenever God's presence is there, you are guaranteed of victory, because there is no way God can be involved in your battle and lose that battle, because God is a man of war. God wins every battle he's involved in. And whenever you bring the presence of God, you are bringing a whole new dimension to your battle. A whole new dimension to your battle. Doors are guaranteed to open. So as the people of Jericho saw the Israelites marching, imagine they are seeing them marching around the city. The people in Jericho, we don't know what they were doing. The Bible doesn't tell us. They could have been mocking them. They could have been jeering them. They could have been looking down upon them. They could have been laughing at them. We don't know what they were thinking, because they were in this high fortress, in this highly fortified fortress. They looked down upon them and said, what are they doing? We don't know what they say. But we do know today that there are people that look at you and say, what are you doing? There are people that listen to what you're saying about your dreams and your visions. They're like, when exactly will that happen? Oh, you're not hearing me today. There could be people around you that have written you off, that have said, nothing shall come out of that family. Nothing shall work from that couple. How will they achieve that? Who are they? Who do they think they are? Maybe you've heard that. Maybe your neighbor has heard that. But what I know is that in this story, the Israelites looked like they were doing something foolish. But you know what they did? Day after day, they kept at it. They kept marching. They kept moving. They kept blowing the trumpets. They kept moving over and over around the city of Jericho. Not for one day, not for 2 days, not for 3 days, not for 4 days, not even for 5 days, not even for 6 days. For 7 days, they kept moving. They kept marching. They kept at it. You know, it takes courage to do what they did. It takes courage. Israel was wide open to attack. They could have done anything. They could have thrown boulders at them. See, this city was impenetrable. They could have done anything to them from their high position up there. But the children of Israel kept at it. For 6 days, silently marching, no sound. Do you know why God said, I don't want you to say anything? Imagine walking around those walls and if the one you're walking next to was a talkative neighbor, would say, see how thick those walls are? Are we going in there? Maybe Joshua must have heard wrongly. So what did God say? No sound. Don't say anything as you march around those walls. Keep quiet. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going around in silence because God has a strategy. Perhaps it's time to keep quiet about what God is doing in your life. Maybe it's time you begin to keep things to yourself and let God do the business. Let God do the talking. Maybe some of us talk a lot about what God is doing. Maybe, you know, it's like ladies that cook, you know, when you're baking a cake, there's a time when you can't open the oven. You got to leave it in there. Leave it in there until it's together. At the right time, you can open the oven. Only then will the cake be baked properly. I know my daughter does cheesecake. I know I'm getting most of you hungry right now, right there. But I've seen her wait. I've seen her wait for her cake to be done. I've seen her say, Daddy, we can't open yet. Maybe your Jericho march, we call them Jericho marches. Why don't you walk around your Jericho marches silently? Silently. A day will come. A time will come when you give it a big shout and those walls will collapse. Those gates will open. Those gates will open in Jesus' name. There is power in endurance to break down those gates. There is power in silence to break down those gates. There is, instead of complaining, instead of objecting, instead of murmuring, how about try to be quiet for a moment and just listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. God is never in a hurry. God is coming down for those walls. They will collapse. They will fall in Jesus' name. They are coming down. They are coming down. Do you know Israel followed the battle plan over a period of time? It wasn't easy. It seemed forever. It seemed as though nothing was happening. But a day came, the seventh day. The seventh day came and the walls collapsed. Because endurance pays. Endurance releases power. On the seventh day, the Bible tells us that the walls collapsed. Why the seventh day? There's something amazing about the number seven. Seven priests, seven trumpets, 7 days of marching, 7 circuits around the city. On the seventh day, the walls fall, the Bible tells us. The number seven is written clearly into the very DNA and life of Israel. Anything involving the number seven was sacred to the people of Israel. Number seven is special because it represents completeness. It represents perfection. It represents to be full, to be satisfied, to have completed what it is that you have set to do. The number seven speaks of God's ability to finish what he has started. If God started with a simple march, if God started you on a march around your gates, around your walls, God will finish what he started. Maybe you're on the first day around your halls today. Maybe you're on your third day around the halls today. Maybe you're saying nothing seems to be happening. Nothing seems to be changing. I've got news for you. Why don't you keep walking? Why don't you keep marching? Why don't you keep moving? Why don't you keep at it until the seventh day? Because when the seventh day comes, my church, I'm telling you, on the seventh day, the Bible says they were supposed to do something different they've not done before. The Bible says, I want them to give a loud shout. How many of you know that when you're shouting, you're giving a signal? A shout is a signal to something. The only difference here is that this was God's strategy. Remember, Joshua had already met the commander of the Lord's army who had a sword drawn out. You remember Joshua had met that man. And that man was saying to him, I want you to give a loud shout. Because you see, while the people inside the hall were seeing a physical people, they were seeing people in the physical, there was an invisible army. There was an invisible army that the commander of the Lord's army had come with. And it is the army that when they heard the great shout, they started stamping on those walls. The angels started stamping on those walls and the walls collapsed. The Bible says they collapsed flat. That can only be done by a supernatural God. I believe that when the great shout was given from the loud blast of the trumpets, that was a signal to the invisible army to say, start marching on those walls. While we are marching down here, there's something happening up there. When you're marching down here, you are releasing currency, you are releasing power, and that power comes from a man or woman who is in obedience, from a man or woman who's enduring, from a man or woman who believes the promises of God. So where are you this morning with the promises of God? Maybe you're on your sixth day. Someone has not told you that the army is waiting for the signal. The invisible army is waiting for your signal. The walls are coming down. The gates will be broken into because there is no power that can resist the commander of the Lord's army. No Jericho can stop the commander of the Lord's army. Nothing can stand in the way. When God has spoken something, the Bible says it, the word cannot go back to him empty and void. It's got to accomplish that which it has been sent to do. Then it will go back. The commander in the Lord's army has not come down here to play games in this city of Jericho. He has come for one thing and one thing only: victory. One thing and one thing only: the gates must open. It doesn't matter what gate it is. It might be a financial gate. It might be a marital gate. It might be a professional gate. It might be whatever gate you face this morning. I command that gate to open in Jesus' name. As we march by faith, as we speak by faith, as we shout by faith, gates open in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus says it's finished. Right at the cross, it was finished. What kind of gates can resist the power of Jesus Christ? What kind of gates? Who can defeat the God who rains fire from heaven? Who can resist the God who fed 3 million people for 40 years in the wilderness? Which kind of power can resist that power that destroyed the kingdom of Pharaoh? What kind of gate can resist that power? I've come to tell you this morning that there is no God who can fight this kind of God that we worship. There is no gate that can resist that power. Gates are opening right now as I speak. Gates are opening. Walls are falling in the name of Jesus. It is God who excels in doing the undoable. It is God who can do the impossible. He is the miracle-working God. He has the ability to finish what he has begun in your life. It's not new what you are facing today. There is no Jericho that will remain standing after God is done with your life. In Jesus' name. Let the halls of Jericho collapse. Let the gates open. Shall we pray? I want us to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Father, may the gates open. Father, may the gates open in the name of Jesus. May the halls fall that we face this morning. Oh Lord, move mountains this morning. Move mountains. What are you, O mountain? The Lord is flattening you today. In the name of Jesus. What are you, O Red Sea? The Lord is parting you today. In the name of Jesus. Whatever holes you face today, walls that are insurmountable, walls that look like a fortress, walls that look impossible, today I speak a miracle. May those holes open. May those holes collapse in Jesus' name. Oh, in the name of Jesus, whatever gates are shutting you in, I command those gates to open in the name of Jesus. For God has commanded that those gates will open in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, we release your power today. Father, we release your power, the power that brings down gates. Father, we release your power, the power, the anointing of the Holy Ghost that is destroying yokes this morning. In the name of Jesus, yokes of sickness, I break you today. In the name of Jesus, yokes of bondage, I break you today. In the name of Jesus, yokes of any form of oppression, I break you today. In Jesus' name. And God's people shouted, amen. Come on, let me hear a shout. Amen. Glory. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for joining us. We hope you'll be able to join us again next week. Ropa is here ready to give you announcements. She's got a big announcement to make as we think about next week. She's got a massive announcement. You'll love it. May the Lord be with you. God bless you. Amen.
If God is transforming your life through this podcast, take courage and visit us in person. We would love to meet you and get to know you more. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you soon.